Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Attorney Jason Robb, and I am filling in for Blood River Radio's host, Eddie Miller. Eddie Miller is not feeling well today. He gave me a call and asked if I would be able to host the show this afternoon. So we have a great lineup, and I hopefully will do everyone justice by being on this show and hosting for the next 3 hours. We have some great lineup for the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock show. I'm going to kind of give you an outline of everyone that's going to be on Blood River Radio today. We have at 3 o'clock, we have Dr. Michael Hill that we will be talking to here in a few minutes, and we have Paul Brown. We're going to be talking to, of course, Dr. Michael Hill, which everyone is very much familiar with, a great man, a great patriot. And he's going to be talking about some really important issues. And so I think everyone's going to be really excited to hear from Michael Hill. And then Paul Brown, this is the very first time he's been on the show, Blood River Radio. He has his own podcast called the Rust Belt Klansman. He's a member of the Knights, but he's going to be coming in on here as well with me and just kind of fill in the gaps and really let Dr. Michael Hill kind of talk about some really important issues. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Monica Schaefer coming in, and she's going to be interviewing Jamar Rudolph from Germany, and they're going to be talking about different issues about the Holocaust, issues with the issues over there in Germany, and various things. And so that's going to be really a great hour. And then at 5 o'clock, we are going to have Gene Andrews, and he's going to be talking everything about the Confederacy, the war against the South. And so that's going to be a fabulous topic as well. So we really appreciate everyone that's going to be coming on at 3 and 4 or 5 o'clock. And again, this is my first time hosting for the full 3 hours. So hopefully I will give Eddie Miller some pluses here and hopefully give him some rewards as he feels confident that I can do this. So I really appreciate him giving me the confidence on doing this. But before we start out, Eddie always likes to give a prayer over the show. Blood River Radio is a Christian show. It's a show that gives the highlights of the attack against Christianity, as well as against our white people that's being genocide throughout the world. And so he always likes to open the show with a prayer. So we are going to do that, and then after that, I'm going to say a few words, and then we're going to have Dr. Michael Hill and Paul Brown. So if you're listening, please bow your head and let us give a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you that we can come here on this show and give you all the honor and praise. We thank you for these listeners out there. These dedicated listeners that watch or listen to this show, we pray for them. We pray for these guests that is coming on the show as well. give them the knowledge and the insight and just the ability to really purvey a great message to our people. We pray that you'll watch over Eddie Miller, that he will feel better, get better over his sickness. And we're just thank you for just Blood River Radio in general, that we can come here every Saturday and give our listeners a sense of hope during these wicked days. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen. And so with that being said, I would like to thank some donors out there. Every Saturday, you know, we have to understand that this show takes money. And there has been countless people every Saturday that sends donations to keep this show on the air. And we really appreciate them. I don't have any specific names, but you know who you are. There are many, many people that Eddie has told me you know, over the weeks and months, that people that just are faithfully and consistently sends money in to help this show. So we really do appreciate all of those donors. My dad will often say that you're like in a battle and you're firing a weapon and you run out of bullets and you look at the next person who's giving the ammunition out and you're saying, I need more bullets. And the guy goes, well, I already gave you some bullets before. And he goes, well, the war is still hasn't been lost yet. We have not been victorious yet. We're still fighting, and so we still need more bullets. And so the same thing with donations. This show is not cheap. It costs money. And so we constantly need donations to be on the air. And so just remember that, especially during tax refund season. A lot of people get refunds every year. And so send some of that money towards Blood River Radio. I know Eddie Miller definitely would be appreciative. So that being said, we have Dr. Michael Hill coming on here and Paul Brown. And I've already kind of introduced them, but Dr. Michael Hill, can you hear me?
Yes, Jason, I can hear you just fine. Thanks.
I really appreciate you being on the show here. If you could, we have, as you are well aware, there are many, many people that comes in and out of this movement, if you want to call it that, becomes racially aware. And so, you know, if you can kind of reintroduce yourself. I know probably a vast majority of the people here know who you are, but just give a great, just a short synopsis of you, and then I know you had some great things that you wanted to talk about, so I'm going to let you just take over.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Just a little bit of background. I've been active with either the League of the South or the New Southern Nationalist League now for about 32 years. Before that, I've been fighting for my people one way or another, literally and figuratively, since I was in my late teens. So it's been a long struggle, but I wouldn't take anything for having participated in it. And we still got a lot of work to do today. The thing I generally wanted to talk about today was the need for white unity. Obviously, there are a lot of traitors among our white race here that will never be on our side. So we probably can dismiss those people at the very beginning, but there's a huge middle ground of white folks out there who, as you just pointed out, are at various stages in their development and understanding of what is going on regarding their race and the civilization that their race has created, what we call Western civilization, or what we at one time called Christendom. And that, of course, is imperiled and has been for quite some time, but particularly over the last 100 or so years. And it's time today, it's actually past time, and I know you and your father and your family have been involved in this for a long time too. So there are some of us who have been out here on the front lines in this white fight for our survival for a long time, but some are just getting started. And I really, really wish that we had a conduit to get to those people. I know that the good people who listen to this show and all are probably a lot farther along than your average white, what you might call normie out there. But those people are the ones that we need to pull into this movement and educate and tell them exactly what the consequences of losing are. So that's kind of what I'd like to talk about when we come back from the break, is how to get these people on the same page and unify them into a force that will win this conflict, because it's existential.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
All right, well, welcome back to Blood River Radio. I am your host, Jason Robb, for Eddie Miller. We were just talking to Dr. Michael Hill, and he was talking about what he believes regarding unity and the different phases when people become racially aware. And Dr. Hill, the show cut you off right in mid-sentence, so just continue on regarding that concept.
All right. Yeah, Jason, one of the things that I think is imperative for the white race, not just in America, but in the entire white world, you know, what we might call the Anglosphere, plus, you know, obviously Europe and places like the white community in South Africa, wherever there's a large concentration of white people, we need to understand that we are now fewer than 10% of the world's population. And we have created the greatest civilization that the world has ever known. And that civilization is in dire peril right now because of the enemies that have been let in to our house. And obviously, with the things that have been going on in Minnesota with ICE lately, you can see that getting rid of these people is not going to be a simple thing. The left, including many white traitors, are going to fight to keep these non-whites, what I like to call mud people, in our white countries, and the United States obviously included in that, but other countries as well. This remigration program that's getting some traction in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, and here is going to be extremely important, because we have to get these non-whites out of our countries in particularly large numbers of them. We could deal with small numbers of them without any problems, but we're going to be overwhelmed with these people. And in democracies where if you even have fair elections, democracy is a racial headcount, and whites are going to lose that because of our decreasing numbers. So white unity and an understanding among whites that this is an existential problem, meaning that if we don't solve it, we're going to go out of existence. So what we have to do, first of all, is realize that there's a problem, and the problem is with the non-whites who want to come and live off of the fruits of our labor. And we simply cannot and should not allow that to happen. We should reverse decades of this, which has really been going on since the Hart-Celler Act of the mid-60s. We need to reverse that and other legislation that has been pushed by so-called conservatives like Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. We have a lot that we need to do, but the most important thing is we need to know, A, there's a problem, and B, that we have an enemy, and we need to be able to articulate who that enemy is without any fear of retribution, or there will be retribution, but we don't need to fear it. We need to name the Jew. We need to name the Jew. That's pretty much what it is. We need to name, and I think with all this Epstein list stuff that's come out over the last couple of days, we're beginning to see the degree that to which Jews, not just Israel, but Jews in general, control not only American society with all these institutions such as the media, Hollywood, academia, various other institutions, but they even control the U.S. government largely through bribery, through the carrot and stick approach, offering lots of largesse for people who cooperate, and offering the fear of great punishment for those who don't. And I think this is going to be coming out in the coming days to the degree that a lot of white Americans are, A, going to be extremely shocked, just absolutely shocked by what they learn. And secondly, they're going to be looking around and saying, what the hell can we do about this? And we need to have an answer for them when they come looking for those answers, because they are not going to get anything from the Republican Party. The Republican Party is worse than useless. And I've been saying, along with the League, for over 30 years, that the best thing that we can do is to see the Republican Party destroyed, because it is part of what has come to be known as the Uniparty. And it is just as anti-white as the Democrats. The Democrats I have more respect for, Jason, because at least they will try to stab you in the chest. The Republicans, the GOP, stab you in the back. Right. And the old saying is, if I had an enemy and a traitor in front of me and I only had one round left in my pistol, I'd shoot the traitor before I shot the enemy, because they are much more devious. So we whites have got to realize that a lot of our people have chosen to go on the other side and align themselves with Jews and other non-whites against us for whatever strange reasons that a white person would do that. It's beyond me to understand. But we have to be aware that we have a lot of enemies among our own race. So that makes it even that much more imperative, Jason, that the remaining whites get together and form some kind of loose organization to start with, where we can start fighting back with the information and then the actions based on that information that we need. And first and foremost, we have to know who the enemy is. And as pointed out, It is hard to look past the Jews, and not just Zog. I mean, you know, I heard that a long time ago about we're occupied by Zog. Well, I would say that that's not completely true. We're occupied by Jog, J-O-G. It's not just Zionists. There are a lot of Jews besides Zionists that we have to worry about, mainly communist Jews. So I think what we need to tell whites is we have an occupied government. It's occupied not by Israel, not by by Zionists alone, but by the Jewish problem in general. And once we, and that's going to be a hard lesson, particularly for Christian evangelicals to learn, because they have been so brainwashed over the last decade since World War II. By things like the Scofield Bible and heretics like John Hagee down in Texas, and all of these Christian, so-called Christian ministers who have led the flock astray by telling them the Jews were the chosen people. We've simply got to fight back against this misinformation by telling people the truth, and it's going to be hard to do this unless we have the mouthpieces. And obviously, right. We have shows like this one. We have other public. We have publications. We have the stuff that your family's been doing for so long. But we all need to have a similar message. It doesn't have to be always the same. It can be emphasizing different things at different times. But it always needs to point out two things: one, the need for white unity. Secondly, who is the enemy, and a recognition and a willingness to speak up against that enemy and to act against that enemy where we can. If we don't do this, I'll repeat again, we are not going to survive as a people, as a race, because we are the enemy. We are the enemy of this coalition. Jews and other non-whites wish to destroy us as a people and take over the civilization that we have created. They will ransack it. They will squeeze everything they can get out of it and leave the husk on the side of the road to blow away in the wind. And that's what's coming for us, and more importantly, for our future generations, if we don't do something about it. And the time to do that is now.
No, you're absolutely right. I think people are actually seeing in their faces right now by clicking on the TV, when they see these thousands, hordes of non-whites, your white sellouts, a lot of them are Jews, but you see this enemy that is so antagonistic against our people, white Christians, and they're not hiding it anymore. I mean, they are openly displaying this hostility and this hatred against our people. And so, you know, you make an excellent point that is the theme that we need to get out there to be unified on, is that you have these Jewish supremacists that are literally orchestrating the demise of our people. They're not Christians. They hate Christianity. They hate Jesus Christ. Everything Christianity stands for and Jesus stands for, they despise. And I believe our people are awakening up. I have a lot of hope in that. I see that. I know in just independent journalism from Nick Shirley and others that are kind of pulling the wool over, or putting the wool off of people's eyes, from like the Minnesota fraud that you mentioned, the demonstrations out there. You have independent journalism and just people in general that are, I think, starting to realize that something is happening. They can see the numbers decreasing and reflecting on white people. Our numbers are definitely dwindling big time. And so that is something that I think we can all get on. I hear the music, so we're going to end this second part, and we'll come back on and continue on with Michael Hill's theme on unity.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. About 240 million people are under cold weather advisories and winter storm warnings as a powerful system threatens to bring howling winds, flooding, and heavy snow to the East Coast.
It's another cold day across, especially the eastern part of the United States. We have a lot of cold temperatures anywhere from the plains eastward to the East Coast. The lowest temperature this morning actually was in West Virginia at minus 27, but there was a lot of minus teens and minus 20s from Minnesota down into parts of Wisconsin and into Iowa.
With another wave of dangerous cold heading for the U.S. South, experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee trapped at a home without power in sub-freezing temperatures. IndyCar will be coming to the streets of the nation's capital this summer.
President Trump signed an executive order establishing the August 23rd IndyCar race in downtown Washington, D.C. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told the president the nation's capital has never seen anything like this before.
To think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race is designed to be part of America's 250th birthday celebrations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's that time of the year when people sign up for health care coverage. Economist Steve Moore says those on Obamacare are in for some sticker shock.
The Obamacare plans have actually dramatically increased costs. Remember when Barack Obama said that this would drive down costs and would be the Affordable Care Act? We're finding that the price for plans now have doubled to tripled in just 15 years.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. Coast Guard has announced that the search for survivors on a commercial fishing vessel that sank off of the coast of Massachusetts has been suspended. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With ThinkFactor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
Welcome back to Blood River Radio. This is your host, Jason Robb, filling in for Eddie Miller. And we've been speaking with Dr. Michael Hill and talking about unity and pointing the finger of the true enemy of our people, which is the Jews. And so often, we fail to do that, but we definitely need to recognize who our enemy is. And that is an enemy that we all can agree on, which is a Jew that historically has been anti-Western civilization from the very beginning of time. And in the survival of our people, Mr. Hill was talking about the survival of our people, that has a common theme that we need to be talking about, letting people know that their days are being numbered, that they have a program, our enemy has a program to genocide our people, genocide our culture, and that is something that we all can get behind in various organizations or publications or shows and have that same theme. That is a very excellent point that Dr. Hill had mentioned. Now, I want to talk to Paul Brown real quick, and we're going to go back to Dr. Hill. Now, Paul Brown, you have a show, podcast called The Rust Belt Klansman. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And Michael Hill had talked about there's been various times, that people become racially aware. They become racially awakened of what is happening to our civilization and to our people. And people are awakened at various times of their lives. And I know, you're a member of the Knights, but you started becoming really racially aware, I believe, in around 2008, or am I mistaken on that?
Actually, 2018, when I joined the Knights, I was always, from a teen on, racially aware. I knew homosexuality was a sin, and I went about things the wrong way until I joined the Knights in 2018, and I still consider myself a newbie. 8 years of experience, and I learn a lot from you. I learn a lot from Dr. Hill, and I just want to say one thing about the unity. I'm afraid people are going to turn away from organizations because our organizations, all the infighting. I know when I joined the Knights in 2018 and on the social site VK, that's all I saw between organizations is fighting. Like, you do this wrong, or you do that wrong, or you've been doxxed, this person's been doxxed. I know when I saw this, I was thinking, did I do the right thing here? Because I don't want any part of the drama. And a lot of the drama is just that. One organization believes this, one believes that. They're both white organizations, but they can't come together. When I joined the Klan in 2018, one of the biggest things I noticed is between the North and the South. The South wanted nothing to do, and I was all told already by other Klansmen and other Klan groups that I wasn't welcome, to even have a conversation with them because I'm from the North. And when people start becoming racially aware and they see organizations fighting over North and South, there was a big presence of Klan in Pennsylvania. And that's what I'm afraid of. People are going to see that and they want no part of the drama. Then they're going to wander around lost. You know, they're racially aware, but they don't want to join an organization because they don't want the drama.
And I think, you know, the fact is, I think people are realizing that, you know, white people are being genocided out. And people can see that, you know, literally in front of them. They see the numbers. They see the beautiful culture of the South being destroyed by the massive immigration that's literally ripping them apart. They see the once the beautiful cities, you know, in the West, you know, in the East and the North, being destroyed. You see those from the immigration level, and that's all been behind the insidious actions of the Jewish population, the Jewish elite, that has a history of destroying our people. And, you know, and so, you know, you're absolutely right. Now, when you do your show, Paul, regarding the Rust Belt about Klansmen, do you also, as Michael Hill has, you know, talked about, you know, naming the Jew and also naming a way that we can focus on this white unity concept of basically letting people know that they have a culture and a heritage that is being destroyed. Do you talk about that on your show as well?
Yes, I talk about it a lot, and I will explain or tell people where they can go to get information. One of the biggest places I push for people to go get educated of what's going on is your dad's books. I have every one of them that your dad wrote, and that's where I learned a lot of what I know, was through those books. And then, you know, just other publications, even The Torch, you know, I'll advertise that, you know, people can do that. And I just want to bring up, because educating our people, and I'm a very, very humble person, and I found out about a year ago that there was at least two schools that played my shows in their classrooms, and one college professor also played my show, and the one teacher sent me an email. And she said she was so grateful for the show because, I guess, the white kids in her class, you know, they've been taught to hate themselves. They're taught to hate America. And she said it actually boosted the morale between the white students because they saw that, you know, they have a voice.
Right.
And no, I tell anybody that you should vote. Our voice is the best weapon to have right now.
Right. And I think you're absolutely right. That is an excellent point, you know, to make, is that our white children, they are obviously not being taught to love themselves, love their people, their culture and heritage, and they're being taught to be ashamed of that, ashamed of who they are. And, you know, and now, Dr. Hill, you have been, you know, talking about this concept of not only naming the Jew, but also the survival of our people. What do you say about that regarding our white children that literally is being told that they have nothing to fight for? They have nothing to be honored for of their past. What do you say about that?
Well, first of all, I encourage parents with school-aged children to get them out of the public schools, because they're not going to hear anything positive about the white race in public schools today. I would get them out and homeschool them, or put them in some reliable Christian academy, something like that. But yeah, let me expand a little bit on something that Mr. Brown just said there. You know, when I say that we need white unity, I'm not saying that we need to forget that we are Southerners and Midwesterners and, you know, Rocky Mountain folks and Frenchmen and Germans and Englishmen and Scots, all those separate subdivisions of the white race are extremely valuable. We're not all the same, and you know, thank goodness, because I mean I love German beer and I love French wine and cuisine, and there are things about all the white countries and regions that I like that I would hate to see go away, and because we just all became one big group and didn't have any cultural subdivisions between us. I think those things are extremely valuable, and they make for the richness of the entire white race, because we have, you know, just a little bit different approaches. But as a people, our enemies lump us together as one. They don't see any difference between a northerner, a southerner, an Englishman, a Scot, a Frenchman, or a German. We are all the white enemy to them.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to end this episode. We'll come back and have the last before the second hour. So just stay tuned.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
All right, welcome back to Blood River Radio. This is the last segment of the first hour. And Dr. Hill was talking about this concept of our enemy wanting to destroy even our subcultures of the white people in general. And so, Dr. Hill, can you just continue on that?
Yeah, I certainly will. As I said, one of the great and wonderful things about a white Western civilization is this variety between the various ethnic groups, and I hope we'll always value and keep that. For example, I'm a Southerner to the core, and I always will be. The Southern people are always my immediate family. All the other white folks out there, I love to death. They're my cousins, you know, but the Southern people are my immediate family. But that doesn't mean when my cousins need some help, I won't be there. And that's the way I think we ought to look at this. But on the other side of the coin, the enemy looks at us, and they don't particularly make those distinctions, although they have come after us Southerners with some, you know, vengeance for the last 160 years or so, because they realize that we have a lot of people down here who won't compromise. But my point is our enemy looks at us as a mass, just white folks. And since 1890, roughly 1890, the population percentage of the white of whites in the whole rest of the world population went from 30% to slightly under 10% today. That is in just a little over a century and a quarter. Those are alarming statistics. Now, what happened? What happened? We had two world wars, which wiped out a huge number of white folks, military personnel as well as civilians. And since then, we've had other conflicts. We've got a conflict going on in Ukraine right now that's killing white Christians, Orthodox Christians, whether they're Ukrainian or Russian. And who pushes you? If you really do your research on these things and do a deep dive into what's out there, people like David Irving and others, you're going to learn that the Jews had a great, great hand in fomenting both World Wars One and Two. And obviously they have pushed the Ukraine war, which has been going on now for a few years, and has killed a lot more white folks. The old saying, war is the Jews' harvest, is absolutely true. They love to harvest that non-Jew blood, that white blood in these wars, and we have got to stop killing each other and turn around and face the real enemy. But our leadership cadre, for the most part, has been compromised, probably by Epstein, Mossad, blackmail operations, which probably go straight to the top. There's a lot of stuff come out over the last couple of days about Donald Trump and what maybe they have on him, how they blackmailed him. And if that's the case, the white leadership today is useless. They're not going to do anything that would jeopardize their position of authority and wealth. And if they have to serve under the Jews to keep this position of power, they will do so, and they will betray us. We need a new leadership class to emerge organically from the white population out here. And I'm not sure how that's going to do, because obviously we, as Mr. Brown pointed out, we tend to want to fight each other too much, and we've got a lot of ambitious people out there and ambitious organizations vying for a lot of limited resources. I mean, we don't have the federal government and the taxpayers' dollars to fuel our organizations like the left does, and the Jews have seen to that you are paying money out to their NGOs and other organizations, and they're being used against white people. So they're taking our own money and using it against us. We don't have access to that money, even though that money comes mainly from white folks. We don't have access to it as a white movement. So right. I can see why there's some infighting out there. I've been a leader in this movement with a league for over 30 years, and I've seen this firsthand many, many times.
Are you saying, Dr. Hill, that you were not getting millions and millions of dollars to fight for white people? I'm surprised.
No, absolutely not. Oh, I wish we did have some big contributors out there that were, say, big exactly. businessmen and things like that. Right. But we don't, because the Jews have got them in their pockets. They control the economy, and if you don't believe that, what's happened in the gold and silver markets over the past couple of days is absolute proof that the big Jewish banks, the banking cartel, international banking cartel, still exerts a lot of power over the price of precious metals and other commodities like that. They pretty much control our currency. And Trump is talking about a new head of the Federal Reserve that has links to all kind of Jewish organizations. So you tell me that this makes any sense for somebody who is looking out for the white population of this country. I think we're going to find out, unfortunately, that Donald Trump is just as compromised as a lot of these white politicians out there are, who have taken millions of dollars from AIPAC, and other Jew organizations over the years. We have got to get ourselves free from Jewish money and influence in the white community in America and other countries, or we will never have leaders who will act in our own best interest. They're always going to be looking over their shoulder, trying to please their Jewish donors rather than the people that they are elected to serve. So we've got a problem at the very top here.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's all money manipulation, and obviously that goes back all the way from the past of, I believe it's 19 or 1912 with the Federal Reserve Board that was created, that took the money regulation out of the Constitution and allowed private bankers, Jewish bankers, to control our money, our economy, and we became slaves ever since that time. And you're absolutely right. So often people want to say, why can't white folks or white organizations do more? It's like, well, we're supported by just local men and women, that believes in this cause. We're not supported by Fortune 500 companies. We're not getting millions of dollars from the government or, like you said, the NGOs. We're not supported by those people. If we had that amount of money, heck yeah, you're talking about seeing a revival in this country. You definitely would see a revival if we had the money backing us, but we don't, and so we do what we can. And but you're absolutely right. When you have our enemy controlling our money system, how much we can get, when we're taxed, everything, it goes back to those Jewish supremacists, the Jewish bankers, that really controls the pocketbooks. And so you're absolutely right regarding that aspect.
Yeah, an old friend of mine, Jason, once said that whoever controls your money controls you. And obviously the Fed controls, or the central banks, central banking cartel internationally, controls all the currencies, the major currencies of the world, with the exception of I think the ruble. I think it's independent of them right now, and maybe a few others. But the dollar, which is the most important, has been controlled by the Jewish banking cartel now since 1913. And when they control your money, buddy, they control you.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I believe, I don't know. I get to the point, I see so many people with the breakup of the three major news papers and ABC, CBS, and NBC, with the breakup of that now, and now you have thousands and even hundreds of independent journalists, people that can get on the internet, who voice different opinions. People are starting to realize that they've been lied to for all these years. I get a sense of that. Maybe some people don't, but I get a sense that people are seeing that they've been lied to, that this whole idea of the money manipulation has been controlled by certain groups, the Jewish groups, and realize that they have been behind a lot of the vast majority of all of it, the destruction of our country and our culture and our heritage. I think people are seeing that. So that does give me hope. That average people are starting to realize that something is happening. Obviously, we got to get away from this false doctrine of Judeo-Christianity that is plaguing our people on that false doctrine. But I still see people waking up from that standpoint.
Yes, they are, and I'm very happy to see that. Social media has given us a voice.
All right, well, thank you, Dr. Hill and Paul Brown. This is the end of the first hour, and everyone stay tuned, and we're going to have a second hour with Monica Schaefer and Jamar Trimmer Rudolph. And so everyone stay tuned for the second hour.